Chapter 5. Medusa's Island. Athene's sandals took Perseus to the Gorgon's Island. He walked boldly upon the island past many horrible sights. None saw him due to the helmet of darkness he wore. Finally, he heard the sound of the Gorgon's wings. Carefully, he thought and remembered Athene's words. He rose high into the air and held the mirror of the shield above his head. Then he looked up into it to see all that was below him. He saw the three Gorgons sleeping. Perseus knew that they could not see him, yet he trembled as he sank down near them. He saw Medusa in the center and boldly stepped up to her. He struck with the sword once, and he did not need to strike again. She was dead. Quickly, he wrapped up her head, then he sprang into the air as fast as possible. Just then, Medusa's two terrible sisters woke up. They saw their sister lying dead. They sprang into the air screaming. The two sisters rushed after Perseus like eagles after a rabbit. Perseus's blood ran cold when he saw them. Then he cried, "Keep me safe, brave sandals, for death is at my heels!" And the brave sandals kept him safe. By night, the Gorgons were far behind. They were just two black dots in the southern sky. Perseus came again to Atlas and the Garden of the Nymphs. He fulfilled his promise. He held up Medusa's head, and Atlas had rest from all his work. For he became a stone that sleeps forever far above the clouds.